in this ever-going saga of group therapy with Samantha and her fiancé and her guy bestie.
Right. I mean, sometimes you have to work a little bit harder to get people on the phone, but we finally got her. Hey, Samantha.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing us to get back with you. So fill us in. What happened?
Okay. So I sat down with my friend and I was like, okay, I really wanted to hash this out because I was just feeling so bad. I couldn't let this hang. So basically he said like, okay, so we agreed that we wouldn't have at the wedding anybody that we have ever hooked up with. And I was like, we never hooked up. But he was like, when we were in college, he was drinking a lot. Like,
yeah.
He was in a fraternity, like blackout drunk, kind of bad stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's the first time you're out of your parents' house and you can drink all of a sudden. Like, that's kind of, I mean, he doesn't anymore. But
yeah.
At that time, it was.
Yeah, that was his life then.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not good. In that time, like, he doesn't have clear memories sometimes. And he had always thought that we had hooked up, even though we have not at all. Like, not even, you know, we like I said, we talked about, like, getting together, but then it was like, oh, this doesn't feel right.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't. So he had me on that kind of list in his head. So he had told her, and I was like, can you clear this up, please?
Yeah.
And, and then I was like, can I talk to her? He's like, no, you know, I'll talk. So I have not talked to her about it. But anyway, like, I got asked to go to the wedding. Like, you know, it was like, I got an email invitation.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else got the mail thing or whatever, and it wasn't without an explanation. Now I am invited to the wedding, but like all the advice I've gotten since I talked to you guys and talked to other friends and people have heard this, like everyone was like, I'm so sorry, but your friendship's over.
Oh.
Like, people had like personal examples of similar things and stuff like that, no matter what. And so I've been trying to wrap my head around this and be like, oh, I guess we're not going to be close anymore. I don't think. Like, I think that's it, you know, and it's a different.
Dang.
I guess because I don't have a ton, like, my friends are just now getting, like, all the weddings are happening now. Like, I don't have a lot of experience with, like, married friends. People who, in my life, who, like, do are like, oh, yeah. It's different.
Oh, that's got to be tough to kind of start wrapping your brain around that.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Do you think it would be different if you were dating somebody?
I think so too. Like, you know, and I have dated a couple guys like long term, but there's nobody right now who's like a front runner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's
some dates that are happening, but like, there's nobody who I would legitimately. Oh, and I wasn't giving it a plus one even, so it was not like I could bring somebody to the wedding as a shield.
So this definitely felt like you were an add-on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Okay, fine, she can come.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go or not, or if I should go. I don't know. And then just kind of, I think for me to go makes it less drama if I go. But and then just don't talk about it with anybody, like, who's at the, you know, don't be the girl in the corner with a bottle of champagne. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to have to definitely keep yourself.
Be cool.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know what I mean? Like, so oh, much, I just didn't expect it to turn out like this.
Well, it's crazy that he kind of always thought your relationship was kind of like, that went down a lane that didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. He had always thought that that had happened.
Oh, gosh.
But happened when he was, like, super drunk and can't remember.
Wow.
So, gosh.
Yeah. I thought that was so crazy. And I was like, have you told people this? He's like, well, and then I told a couple of our other friends. I was like, you need to clear this up.
Yeah, I was going to say, because all of a sudden now, there's
everybody's been thinking that all this time.
I was going to say, your body count is higher than, or according to other people now.
Yeah. So I don't want that either.
Right.
This turned into a whole thing. I don't know.
I mean, Samantha, thank you for allowing us to follow up with you. And you should go to the wedding. Show that you're bigger than that. And then go on your merry way and do your thing.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Appreciate that. So many people are like, no, still don't go to the wedding.
Oh,
don't go.
Gosh.
Like almost in a petty sort of way. Like, hey, thanks. Too late now. You know,
thanks, but no thanks.
I know. But if she's the bigger person and she says, you know what? I'm going to go. I realize because, I don't
yeah,
have.
She said it's going to be a great fun party with all their friends.
So, hang out
like
with
you
the friends.
Just go. And yes. Then maybe something will happen at the wedding and you can kind of like fully extend an olive branch, whatever. And be
gracious.
Right. Be gracious.
Say your congratulations.
Maybe we win the bride. I'm still hopeful that she can win his new wife over and they can continue their friendship. I would just hate for it to just be completely done.
Yeah, because, you know, even her friends were just kind of like, I think the friendship's over. And so that's going to be tough. Well, anyways, hey, Samantha, thank you so much for getting back with us. So many times we have these open-ended group therapies where we don't know what happens after the fact. So thank you. All right.
Anything? Now send us pics and vids from the wedding.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. Thanks, Samantha. That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX.